The inquiry has been moved by Liberal Senator Anne Rustin, who lives in the Riverland wine region of South Australia.
For the last couple of years, I've constantly watched as the industry has battled with a number of issues, and it became apparent that there were perhaps some opportunities that we should have been pursuing that we weren't, and industry perhaps could do with maybe having a bit of a consolidated look at where it was going, because the opportunities for the wine industry, I think, are huge. We've been an extraordinarily successful wine industry over the years, and right now there's a few things that are going against the industry, but we really believe there's opportunities. The Australian dollar dropping are certainly going to be of assistance. The free trade agreements that are now on the table and open provide another opportunity, and it's a great opportunity for us to have a look at ways that industry can take positive advantage of the opportunities that are out there.
The inquiry has the support of Green Senator for Tasmania, Peter Wish-Wilson, who is himself a wine grower and says the past decade has seen difficult times.
One of the terms of reference is around the extent and nature of any market failure in the Australian grape and wine industry supply chain. One example is that we tend to have a market concentration issue in retail and also in wholesale. We have lots of growers, small growers through to big growers who make very good product. They tend to go through quite a small number of wholesalers and, of course, a very small number of retailers in the country.
So will the inquiry look at the market power and dominance of some of the big wine sellers?
Absolutely. We're hoping to look at the power and influence of retailers of Australian wine in both domestic and export markets, and also at wholesalers. To give you an example of the, and this is from my own experience in the wine industry, wholesalers can take up to 12 months to pay their bills. Although you may have an agreement that you're going to be paid for your wine within a month, 30 days, which is standard, it can take literally years to get paid by wholesalers. And there's very little that especially smaller wineries can do.
Senator Rustin says the inquiry will consider changes to the wine equalisation tax, known as the WET, which is paid by winemakers, wholesalers and importers.
The last thing I want to do is preempt the outcome of the inquiry. One thing I would say is that the government has repeatedly said that it has no appetite to change the method of collection of the WET from an ad valorem to a volumetric tax. So that's certainly not something that this government would be considering. But that's not to say that the WET rebate is not an area that could be looked at for improvement. We could certainly look at some changes to how we're actually branding and marketing Australia in the export market, because Australia is an export country. We're never going to get rich selling to ourselves. So I think it's very, very important that the industry have a demand-driven outlook so that we can actually start increasing our export sales instead of focusing so intently on the domestic market, which is in no doubt in oversupply.